consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in John chapter 10, and we're going to continue a Bible study that we actually started a couple of weeks ago. We kind of took a break there for Thanksgiving, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you were able to gather with some family members and some good friends, and that you had a great celebration and a great time of Thanksgiving. What a blessing it was for us here on the reservation. We had a great Thanksgiving dinner here at the church, and it was a real blessing to us. We had some singers come, and they were a blessing to us as well. John chapter 10, go find you a Bible, turn with us, and turn to it, and join us today as we consider the Word of God. While you're doing that, I want to remind you about our website at www.considerhisword.org. Very soon, we're going to have a special offer for you on the website, and so you need to keep watching it. I hope to have it up in the next week or so. It's www.considerhisword.org. We've been talking about things that you cannot lose. You know, a couple of weeks ago or more, we talked about things that we keep. Now, in kind of the same vein, we're talking about some things that you cannot lose, that you cannot ever lose. Don't you hate losing things? You know, sometimes I lose my pocket knife. I hate when I lose my pocket knife. I have a pocket knife that I especially like, and I just hate it when I lose that knife. It falls down in the chair, or I used it somewhere and laid it down and forgot about it, and then it just drives me crazy until I go find that knife again. I just have to keep looking and looking and looking, and I hate when I lose my knife. What about those car keys? Do you lose those keys sometimes? I imagine we all do it sometime or another. We've been talking about some things that you cannot lose, though, and we talked about how you cannot lose the presence of God. We studied about that from Psalms, and where David said, "Where can I flee from God's presence? Where can I go?" And you cannot lose the presence of God. Anywhere that you go, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, you will never lose God's presence. He is with you always. God is omniscient. He is omnipotent, and He is omnipresent. That means He is there. You can try to run away from God, but when you get wherever you're going, you're going to find out that God is there already. And so you can't lose the presence of God. And then we looked in Romans chapter 8, how you cannot lose the love of God. You'd be surprised at how many people feel, or some people that think, that God does not love them. But you see, we can't go by feelings. We can't go by what somebody else said. We've got to go by the Word of God. And God said in Jeremiah 31:3, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. With loving kindness have I drawn you." Notice He said, "I love you with an everlasting love." God will never stop loving you. It doesn't matter how bad the sin was you may have committed. It doesn't matter what you feel like you may have done against God. You can always seek Him and find His forgiveness, and you'll find that He still loves you, that He never stopped loving you, and that He loves you right now in this moment. You know, that's what Christmas is all about, and soon we'll be celebrating the Christmas season, where God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You realize in that phrase from John 3:16, I think describes the whole purpose and the whole reason behind Christmas and the Christmas season. Because God loves you. Now we're going to look at John chapter 10. So if you have a Bible, I'd encourage you to turn there and join with us there in John chapter 10. This is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. And these verses we're going to read, I think, are part of that and why I like this chapter so much. Jesus was speaking, and he was talking to the Pharisees, and he had been talking about being the good shepherd and about the sheep. He had said that he was the door of the sheep and so on and so on. In verse 27, this is John 10 now, in verse 27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Now I know that this is somewhat controversial, but I believe that when you really get saved, that you are in the hand of God and you can never become unsaved. Yes, I believe in eternal security, that you cannot lose your salvation. Now, I know that sometimes when we see people that get saved and maybe for a while they follow the Lord or seem to follow the Lord and they study the scripture and maybe they even witness. I had a friend like that once, who was just on fire for God. And then it seems like at some point they lose interest in God and get away from God and they quit following God. So what happened? Well, I think that if you're genuinely saved, if you really know the Lord, you cannot sin and get away with it. That at some point God is going to chastise you, not to be mean to you, but to bring you back to himself. He's not going to let you go. And I think sometimes people make a profession of faith. You know, we don't know their heart, and it may be that they did not make a genuine commitment to Christ, that their heart was not changed, that all on the outside it seemed that they went through all the right steps and maybe they said the right words, but the reality of it is that their heart did not change. Jesus said, it was Jesus who said, and I love this in the scripture, where he says, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." And I often ask this question, what part of never don't you understand? You will never perish, he said. I believe that's eternal security right there. And he went on to say that he would put you in his hand, and that you are in the Father's hand. And he said that no one can pluck them out of my Father's hand. No one, not a priest, not a preacher, not a sinner, not the devil. If you're genuinely saved, nobody can take you out of the Father's hand. You are saved for eternity. He said eternal life. He said shall never perish. 1 John 5:13. John also said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." He said you can know that you have eternal life. I don't believe that you can lose your salvation. I also believe that you cannot lose the dwelling of the Spirit of God. In the same book, in John, in chapter 14, Jesus was talking about what would happen when he left. Let me go ahead and read this. In verse 15, this is John 14 now, in verse 15, he said, "If you love me, keep my Father's commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless." Now, I know that this is also somewhat controversial because there are some who believe that you somehow receive the Spirit of God as a second work of grace or something like that, and the moment you sin or something in your life happens and you can lose the Holy Spirit. We know that would happen in the Old Testament. But did you hear the words of Jesus? What he said? He said several things here. He said that the Spirit of God would be in you. That's the indwelling of the Spirit of God. And he will be with you. And he said this would happen with you forever. Let me read the verse again. It's verse 16. He said, I'll pray the Father and he'll give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. That comforter we know is the Spirit of God, the comforter, the one who comes alongside to help. And when you get saved, when you receive Christ as your Savior, at that moment, the Spirit of God takes up residence in your body. The Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are his. And so he dwells in you. He lives in you. And Jesus said he would be there forever. Didn't say that he would be there for a while and then leave. And then he said again in verse 18, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He's not going to leave you. And I know sometimes it may feel like it. You see, you can't go by feelings. You can't go by your emotions or some experience that you had. You base it on the Word of God. That's why we say, consider His Word. Look what the Word says. He uses words that are absolute. He said He would be with you and be in you forever. And then He said again that He would not leave us comfortless. If you truly know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have received Him as your personal Savior and you know Him, you can know that you have eternal life, and that eternal life is secure in Him. Now, that does not give us liberty to sin. Oh, no. We obey Him, and we follow Him, and we live for Him. And so we cannot lose the presence of God, cannot lose the love of God, cannot lose the salvation of God, and you cannot lose the Spirit of God. I'm afraid our time is gone for the day. Join us again as we do some things about Christmas in the coming weeks. God bless you. Join us again when once again we open the Scripture and consider His Word.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hopes you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.